You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Battleground states remain the focus 16 days from Election Day. Today, Vice President Harris will be in Georgia. Former President Donald Trump spending his second straight day in Pennsylvania. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says,
in the final sprint to Election Day, Trump campaigning in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, escalating attacks against Vice President Harris.
We can't stand you, you're a vice president.
Where he talked about his economic proposals.
The word tariff is the most beautiful word in the dictionary.
Like wanting to lower taxes for corporations and raise taxes on all imported products.
Authorities in Georgia say they found seven bodies in the water after a bridge gangway collapsed on Sepolo Island. There were an estimated 40 people on it at the time, the cause under investigation. Unseasonable warmth expected to continue. Records could fall this week from Phoenix, Arizona to Portland, Maine. Today, record highs possible in places like Minneapolis. This is ABC News. A Montana candidate for the U.S. Senate's facing questions about his claims that he was shot serving in Afghanistan.
A former park ranger telling ABC News he's positive the bullet wound which Montana GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy claims he got while serving in Afghanistan is really from an incident the ranger responded to in 2015 in Glacier National Park. A fine was issued to Sheehy for discharging a weapon at that time. He went to the hospital after the park visit where a bullet was removed from his arm. Former park ranger Kim Peach saying of Sheehy, I'm positive he shot himself that day. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Jury selection begins tomorrow in the New York City manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran who placed Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold on board a subway train last year. Some witnesses on the train say Neely, who had a history of mental illness, was acting aggressively and frightening people, but had not attacked anyone. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hyke Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Hyke Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare. So Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Hyke Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Hyke Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for sunny skies across the area for today. A southwest breeze and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Tonight we'll see clear skies, lows dropping to the mid 50s. For your Monday, mostly sunny, light south winds, highs near 80. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage.
It's 60 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd like in, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
See you smile. Great to have you here. It's Andrew J. Welcome for your Sunday. This is Brian. Crash my party.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. Telling all the guys I can't meet them, hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just gotta see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about, baby, you can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. A spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry. wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. If it's 2 in the morning and you're feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing, go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
And baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. Love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. You all day long, it feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. That this goes on and on. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right,
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart. So hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Lies, 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 I tell you. Nothing but lies. Morgan Wallen on your radio. Welcome along. It is Andrew Jay here with you. Listen, he's got beer buddy.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Have you done anything to feel whole today?
Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2- and 4-year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Mama Maria, don't you know I've come along? She's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
I love you.
came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land, and you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried, lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat, me and him double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We are in the book of Jonah this morning, Jonah chapter 2. And if you have a Bible, we'd invite you to take it and follow along. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. Of Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Father, thank you for both the Old and the New Testament. We ask, God, that you would give us further insight concerning this prophet and what you called him to do and how he was restored to your favor. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the title of our study is The Backslider's Prayer. And this man knew the Lord, but had decided to go a different direction. God had tasked him to take the message of God to the people of Nineveh, which was in northern Iraq, some 700 miles away from Israel. He said no. He was proud. He was arrogant. He was a Jew and was not ashamed of that. So the Bible tells us he went to the seaport city of Joppa and bought a ticket to go on a boat to Tarshish, which is really in southern Spain, which is some 1,900 miles away. So we looked at his disobedience last week, and the Bible says that en route there was a terrific storm that God permitted. He was thrown overboard. And the Bible tells us in verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Now I want to make a comment about this. Jonah in the whale. Many reports have been recorded of people being swallowed by whales. Let me say that again. There are many reports of people who have been swallowed by whales. Ambrose Wilson of Oxford, England, wrote an article for a publication called the Princeton Theological Review. And this was way back in October of 1927. And he talks about one person who was swallowed by a sperm whale and came out alive. The man's name was Marshall Jenkins. The other person who survived such an ordeal was an individual by the name of James Bartley. You know, marine biologists tell us that certain fish have a non-violent way of getting rid of large objects they swallow, which are unwanted. And it's a process known as gastric eversion. They slowly empty their stomach by turning it inside out and pushing out the unwanted object through their mouth. And once that happens, their stomach contracts and is pulled back into place. So before you dismiss this as a myth or a fairy tale, take into consideration these words. So, as Jonah, the scripture tells us, is in the belly of this large fish, a whale, he begins to take spiritual inventory of his life, and he decides that he needs to get right with God. And so he prays. And so we're going to be looking at this prayer here very quickly as we clip along here. In verse 17, and then in verse 1, it says of chapter 2, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. So Roman numeral number 1 is where he prayed, in the belly of the whale. Now, I want to give you another little piece of trivia concerning whales. There are many types of whales. There's a bottlenose whale, which is 30 feet in length and weighs 10 tons. There's the pygmy whale, which is 20, 25 feet in length and weighs 3 to 4 tons. There's the humpback whale, which is 50 feet in length, weighing 45 tons. There's the sperm whale, which measures 65 feet long and weighs 60 tons. And then there's the blue whale, which is 95 feet in length, and it is the largest and fastest swimming whale. And experts tell us that the remains of the largest dinosaur found by man, along with an elephant, could stand on a blue whale with plenty of room to spare. So we are talking about a large, large sea creature right here. So, but it's in the belly of the whale that he prays. You know, we can pray anywhere, can't we? We pray in our car, we pray at home. Yeah, we pray at church. We pray at the bank. We pray when we're sick. We pray in the hospital. We can pray anywhere. And here, he now finds himself in the belly of a whale. My friend, you get out of God's favor and you find yourself in some very unpleasant places. I've met more than one individual who, in the belly of a whale, a county jail, got things straight. And what turned out to be a curse turned out to be a real blessing. Yes. But I want you to think with me, where he prayed, it was a frightening place. You know, to see a creature this size come at you with his mouth open. Wow. What horror that must have been. Second of all, I want you to note it was a dark place. It was a dark place. Being inside of a large fish, whale, no lights, nothing, a dark place. You know, you turn away from God and it's dark. It's spiritually dark. You might know him, but you can't listen to his voice because you are out of fellowship with him. And the Bible tells us, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, but you don't have that light anymore, so you're stumbling around. It's a dark place. And then it is a stinking place. It is a stinking place as well. You know, living up here in the Midwest, we've all been up north perhaps, and maybe stayed at a cabin or two going fishing, and behind the cabin there's a fish house, right? And you know what it's like to go in a fish house after someone has come in and gutted maybe 30 walleye or northern or whatever. It's a stinky place. And the prodigal in Luke chapter 15, when he got out of fellowship with God or left home, found himself where? He found himself in a stinky place. He found himself in a pig pen. All the glories of sin. Oh, it looks so inviting. It looks so attractive. The tinsel and the glitter. Oh, the glamour. Oh, oh, oh. It's a stinking place. Satan lies to us about that. And then last of all here, it is a lonely place. He was cut off from his relationships that were dear with him. He was, as we mentioned, cut off from his relationship with God. It's a lonely, lonely life people live when they turn their back upon God, when they turn their back upon loved ones, and they're out of fellowship with him. So where he prayed, in the belly of the fish. Number two, Roman numeral number two. Why he prayed. Why did he pray? Well, the Bible tells us here in verse 3 that he was cast into the sea, and we know that's the Mediterranean Sea. That's the largest inland sea surrounded by Europe, Asia, and Africa. It covers over 1 million square miles, and its greatest depth reaches to over 14,000 feet below the surface of the water. And so Jonah, the Bible tells us here in verse 3 that he was cast into the sea. He experienced and he tasted the anger of God. He experienced and he tasted the anger of God. Why he prayed. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yeah, man is cruel. But you don't want to face God's anger. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And here, so he is cast overboard. He is, in Jonah chapter 1, found to be the culprit, the one who was the cause for the hurricane Cat 5 velocity waves and wind that the captain and the sailors experienced. He was cast into the sea. That's why he prayed. And my friend, let's be honest. We all come to God not because we love God, because we need him. Because we desperately, desperately need him. That's why we come to God. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. He tasted the anger of God. He was cast into the sea. He was cast from God's sight, it says in verse 4. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. He was cast out of God's favor. Once you've tasted the Lord and his goodness, and you move away from him, life is miserable. It is without purpose. Boy, I remember the night that I got saved, the afternoon I got saved. One of the verses that stood out in my mind and still does, Joe Stupak said, John 10:10, Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Oh, God gives such an abundant, satisfying life, and it's found through his Son, Jesus Christ. But you move away from Christ and you don't have that type of life. He was cast from God's sight, out of God's favor. And then, number three, he was cast into God's prison. He was cast into God's prison. Verse 6 here, it says, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. You know, underneath all this water that we have covering planet Earth, there are mountains and there are valleys and there are ravines. And so that's what he's talking about here. The mountains on the bed of the seafloor. All right? And it says here, he was cast, if you would, into God's prison. He was cast into God's prison. Verse 5. Why do I say that? Because in verse 6 it says here, the earth with her bars was about me. The ocean was like a prison. And he was going to be incarcerated there, as far as he knew, forever. Her bars was about me forever. And so, as we look at our Bible here, we understand that Jonah wasn't immediately snatched up by the whale when he was tossed overboard, was he? He went down, down, and down to the bottom of that great Mediterranean Sea. It was there that the whale retrieved him. Now, this is a miracle in itself, is that he could be kept alive for that descent, and then be kept alive in the belly of the whale. Now, marine biologists tell us also that whales are not like other fish. Whales take in air. And whales have to come up and they surface. Why? One of the reasons is they have to get air. And then they can submerge after that. So when he is in the belly of the whale, and the whale is submerged, he has a supply of oxygen around him where he can breathe. So he was cast into God's prison. And the Bible tells us here that he was there for 3 days and three nights. How do we know that? Well, because Jesus said of this event, and incidentally, Jesus believed in this account right here. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, when he had critics that surrounded him and demanded another miracle of him, another sign. He said to them, he says, this is an evil and an adulterous generation that seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew chapter 12, 38 through 40, right there. So he spent a season there in this whale. Why he prayed? He tasted the anger of God. God is so gracious to us. God is so gracious to us. He withholds his wrath, but we should not be presumptuous. And then Roman numeral number 3, as we look here, how he prayed. First of all, he prayed obediently. He prayed obediently. He prayed toward Jerusalem. He prayed toward the place where God had that temple erected by Solomon, where he had chosen to place his name. And when Solomon, many years prior to this, 200 years prior to this, dedicated the temple, one of his petitions was this: when thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, I am reading from 1 Kings 8, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou gavest unto the fathers. And then he goes on with a number of calamities that happen, that could happen to the people of God. And each time he says, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, by all thy people Israel, what shall know every man the plague of his own heart or his own spiritual spots. And he spread forth his hands toward this house. Then Solomon said, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. So he turned obediently. I don't know if he could tell north from south, east or west in the valley of his well, but his heart he turned to God. That was what's important. He turned obediently to God in the right direction. You know, there's only one way to God, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. And you cannot find God until you go the right direction. And the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's not a way, he is the way. And it is through Jesus Christ we experience forgiveness of sins. It is through Jesus Christ we receive the gift of God, which is eternal life. It is through Jesus Christ we have a relationship with him. But we need to repent. We need to turn from our sin and believe that he died for us, that he is our creator, and that he wants to come and live within us. But he will not force his way into our life. We must open that door and let him in. Behold, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock, the door of your life. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. How wonderful that is. How did he pray? He prayed obediently. Second of all here, he prayed desperately. The Bible tells us here that he cried unto the Lord. Kara is the word in the Hebrew. And it means more than just speaking loudly or audibly. It perhaps almost borders on a scream, if you would. He knew that he had gone in the wrong direction and that God had been trying to call him and direct him to the right place. He prayed desperately. And my friend, don't bother to pray if your heart's not in it. I know there are times when we pray by faith, but God knows the difference between just mouthing a repetitious prayer, and he knows the difference when we're speaking from within our spirit and within our heart. And those are the prayers that he hears. John chapter 4, he said there would come a time when people worship him in spirit and in truth, from the heart and honestly. And then I want you to see something else here. Not only did he pray obediently, not only did he pray biblically, but he prayed desperately, but he prayed biblically, okay? If we were to take the time to go through this prayer that is right here for us, he quotes from the Bible 8 different verses from the book of Psalms. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 2, he quotes from Psalm 120, verse 1. In Jonah chapter 2, verse 3, he quotes from Psalm 43, Psalm 42, verse 7. In Jonah chapter 5, he quotes from Psalm 69, verse 1. And Jonah chapter 4, he quotes from Psalm 18, verse 6. In Jonah chapter verse 8, he quotes from Psalm 31, 6. And from Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, there's a quote from Psalm 116. And in Jonah chapter 2, verse 7, there's a quote from Psalm 143, verse 3. He quotes biblically. 8 different times he quotes the Bible as he is praying to God, as we have his prayers recorded for us here. You know what that tells us? It tells us, number one, that Jonah believed the Bible. No, he didn't have the whole Bible, Genesis through the book of Revelation. He didn't have that. He only had part of the Bible. The other would be added later in time. But he believed the word of God. And the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My friend, you and I are here. We're not wasting time. We're not on a spiritual treadmill. What's going on here today sets the tone for our whole week. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, but the just shall live by his faith. Personal faith in God and in his word. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jonah believed the Bible. Jonah exercised faith in God's word. And he saw great value in the experiences of Bible characters to use them as a template or as an example for his own life. That's why we read this book. This is why we study this book. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. There's a design, there's a purpose for this book. And the design and the purpose for this book is for your life, and it is for my life. And it's meant to be cherished. It's meant to be memorized. It's meant to be learned. Oh, there's so much good that comes from it. There's so much good that comes from it. How he prayed. He prayed obediently. He prayed desperately, he cried, and he prayed biblically. Last of all, Roman numeral number 4 in our outline, what did he pray? Well, the Bible tells us in verse 8 that he voiced his guilt. You have a person who has been away from God, now he confesses his guilt, and this is how he said it. In verse 8, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Lying vanities? That's believing your own talk instead of what God says about your life. It's believing what the world tells you about God instead of what you know to be true. Lying vanities are idols that you pursue instead of pursuing God. And the Bible says you pursue these lying vanities. They promise you all kinds of joy, all kinds of success, all kinds of peace, but they never deliver. They're called lying vanities. And Jonah bought into the lying vanity. He said, I can go another way. I don't have to follow God. No, it's true. You don't have to. But there are consequences from turning your back on God. And he experienced that. And so here's a confession of guilt. Second of all, he voiced his gratitude. He voiced his gratitude in verse 9. He says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. Ah, yeah. God does not give us what we deserve. He is a merciful God. And how wonderful, wonderful it is. And we can voice our gratitude for that. Number three, he voiced his promise. He voiced his promise. He says, "But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed." You know, when he was in the belly of the fish, he says, "God, you get me out of this. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go to Nineveh. I'm going to do what you want me to do. I promise you, God, I'm going to do that." He made a vow to God. And my friend, there's nothing wrong with vowing to God and making a change. Wouldn't it be terrible to have a car without reverse? It would. My friend, we need to be able to talk to God, and we need to tell him that, yes, I've erred here, and I need to go in your direction. And then, fourth, he voiced his conviction. He voiced his conviction. And what was that conviction? It says, salvation is of the Lord. Deliverance from the whale's belly comes only not by man. It's not by positive thinking. It's not by philosophy. It's not through humanism. Salvation is of the Lord. And my friend, you can have no forgiveness of sins, no removal of guilt, apart from the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us to purge our conscience that we might have a clean slate before the Father if we will turn to him. He voiced his conviction. Salvation is of the Lord. Let me share this with you. A foolish old farmer, so the story goes, concluded that one day that the oats he had fed his mule for years were simply costing him too much. So he hatched a plan. He mixed a little sawdust in with the feed, and then a little more the next day, and even more the next, and each time reducing the amount of oats in the mix. The mule didn't seem to notice the gradual change, so the farmer thought things were fine and kept decreasing the proportion of oats. But weeks later, on the day he finally fed the poor beast, nothing but sawdust, the mule finished the meal and then fell over dead. A silly tale, perhaps, but it serves as a parable for a backslider, the Christian who slips further and further away from God through unrepented sin or neglect. Though we know our souls cannot survive on spiritual sawdust, we may well convince ourselves that a little won't hurt too much, and a little less real spiritual food won't be missed. Then over time, the proportion of sawdust increases while the oats gradually disappear. And before long, the change is complete, and our starved, sawdust-stuffed spiritual life has collapsed. Jonah was one who had been feeding on spiritual sawdust, lying vanities. A backslider's prayer. Where he prayed, why he prayed, how he prayed, and what he prayed. Our conclusion here very quickly. God spared his servant's life, making the outcome of Jonah's disobedience a type of our Savior's death, burial, and resurrection. We read that verse, Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 40. It was through Jonah's humble prayer that he found his way back to God. And may this precious truth never be taken for granted by any one of us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, the book is not packed with accounts of perfect people, but people who were flawed and people who needed you. And Lord, these individuals give us hope. And we thank you that through Jesus Christ, life takes shape, meaning, and purpose. We love you, Lord. If someone's listening over the radio that has not yet heard or believed on the gospel, we pray that today would be the day they turn to Jesus Christ and find him to be their all in all. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Strength for